Hello, this is Kerry. This episode is going to be short and sweet, but very important to your ultimate happiness. Obviously, it's so important to be happy with who you are and what you have. Don't let life come to you, come to life. That's a quote. My kids are going to laugh when they see this one because the quote is from me. I've been telling them for the past several years that this self-invented saying, "Don't let life come to you, come to life," is going to catch on big time. So far it hasn't, but maybe through this podcast it will. So what does it mean? It means a number of things. Don't wait for things to happen to you. Don't be a spectator in life. Take the bull by its horns and make positive things happen in yours and other people's lives. If you wait, it won't happen, or it will get delayed. Writing my second book for myself is a good example. It took me 5 years to get off my butt, or rather, I guess, get back on my butt and write my second book. No one was going to write it for me. Don't let life come to you, come to life. It also means, has another meaning, be energetic, show some life, be passionate, and be present. People like being around these people, those that are coming to life. Show you're alive and ready to explore what life has to offer. This all makes sense, at least to me, if you want to enjoy your life on Earth. I would be remiss if I didn't close this episode by telling you to be happy with who you are and what you have as you quote unquote come to life. So many people go through life trying to be someone they're not. They try to be someone others have told them they should be, or they aren't happy with what they have. They believe they should have more, something different, whatever it may be. Don't let that be you. You'll find that if you are your own person and do what you believe is important and right, you'll be okay. The way I always thought about it is simple. There's always going to be someone smarter than me. And there's always going to be someone dumber than me. There's going to be someone richer than me and poorer than me. A better athlete than me and a worse athlete than me, though I'm not a great athlete, but there's people worse than me. You get the point. I would drive myself crazy if I wasn't happy with who I am and what I have. And you're going to drive yourself crazy if you're not happy with who you are and what you have. So please remember, as you strive to be your own person, don't let life come to you. Come to life. This is Kerry Siegel asking you once again to not only take control of your money before it takes control of you, but also to please take control of your life before it takes control of you.